Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, everyone. Holy fucking shit. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. This is such a freaking big deal right now. I'm just looking around my apartment just like I can't even believe who is sitting here. None other than Darcy Silva from 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days, Seasons 1 and 2. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Stassi. I'm happy to be here.
Wait, I just love that you said you were nervous.
Because I know.
I feel like I'm more nervous.
No.
Yes, because I'm obsessed with your show.
Oh, well, I love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
But we're here to talk about you. Holy shit.
Here we go.
Jesse Meester.
Yeah.
I mean... Mm-hmm. He ruins everything.
Oh, he's just like a spoiled brat. I don't know.
I don't know how you dealt with that for 2 years or two seasons.
I don't know either.
How long do you guys film? Is it? Like, because ours is like a period of 3 months of main filming.
Well, it was kind of on and off. You know, when I first met him for season one, we filmed like for 10 days in a row. And then we had, because I was there for 6 weeks, and then we had a couple weeks off, and then they filmed like the last week or so. And then I went back to Amsterdam a couple other times, not filming, just to visit him. And then when he came to New York, it was just kind of sporadic at different times.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it was long shoot days and stuff like that. But, you know, I try to make it work. I don't know. He was a little exhausting.
Dude, I just watched the finale. And, like, he's a freaking terrorist. You don't have to agree with me because I don't want to get you in trouble. But, like, I am just going to say, you hear it here now. My opinion of him is that he's an emotional terrorist. And shout out to Jax Taylor for getting blocked by him.
Right.
Jax legitimately trolled him so much on social media that Jesse blocked him.
That's funny. And Jax, he's blocked me a long time ago, too. But we love you, Jax. We love you, Stassi. Thank you for, like, having my back.
Well, when you watch, like, okay, let's say season one, when you watch it back, we're like, you, because I watch, what I think, like, about, like, being on reality TV, people are like, yeah, it's so hard, you know, you expose so much of your life, and it's embarrassing, and all of that. I think it's such a blessing, because you can look back and be like, oh my God, I now realize what I was just in. Like, I look back on relationships that I was in, and I'm like, how did I stay in that for so long? You watched season one and you still were like, nope, Jesse's what's up.
Right. Well, at the time I didn't realize how he was talking about me on season one. I mean, he was feeding me everything I wanted to hear at times on the phone when we weren't filming. You know, he was pursuing me. He wanted, you know, to be in me and my girls' lives. And, you know, he talked about getting married multiple times and starting a family. And, you know, we even talked about where we'd be, like, you know, living at some point. We talked about me possibly going over there or him, you know, coming out here. So I was just in shock seeing and hearing a lot of things he was saying at the time. And, you know, you become a little in disbelief, like, what the hell is he doing? Why is he acting? Is it just an act on his end?
Yeah.
Because he's telling me something different. But I think, you know, we knew how to kind of trigger each other at times. And
obviously. You guys knew how to trigger each other.
Yeah.
There are relationships like that where you know exactly. Those are the shittiest of the shitty.
It was so horrible. It was toxic and it was exhausting. And, you know, every time I try to, like, you know, say my piece or whatever, I feel like he just would spin it on me or whatever. And there was a lot of times where it was a very, you know, we'd argue, but then make up. It was, like, always up and down, up and down. So, and, you know, obviously we didn't see each other all the time, but we talked all the time, a lot, you know, through WeChat or WhatsApp. And, you know, we would just, if you start getting annoyed, like, I would block him for maybe, like, a week or two. And then sometimes you just, like, reach back out, you know, and kind of just reevaluate things, I guess.
A super up and down relationship. Yeah, and then to be like, well, here, let me just put this closer to you, just so, just so that I'm not overshadowing you with my loud voice now. But obviously, I mean, it was an insanely up and down relationship. Yeah. But, like, you seem like such a strong woman. Mm-hmm. And this is something I hate when people are because in a lot of the past relationships that I've been in, I feel like I'm a strong woman, but you, even strong women, independent women, yeah, like aggressive women, assertive mm-hmm. women, whatever you want to call them, bitchy women, even if you want to call it that, I don't care.
Yeah.
They can still fall into these types of relationships mm-hmm. where it's like there's a man that just, or a woman, depending on, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. that makes you just feel like you don't even know how it happens. It's right. like all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I'm stuck in this thing and I'm, yes. I feel like a worthless piece of shit and he's controlling me. Right. And
it chips away at you, you know? Yes. And I really feel like I gave my heart, but it was just like, I don't know. I tried to stand my ground, show my strength, but then you start questioning yourself, you know, yes. they start, you start believing their own lies about of you. Course. And it's just like really hard to get out. But I mean, that's why I would just like block him at times, you know, just from like talking, because it's just like, you know, and then I try to give him another chance, and then like the first 5-10 minutes of the conversation is fine, but then, you know, something would trigger it again, and it's just like, here you go, he's blaming me again. I'm like, what the hell? Why
Darcy,
can't you just stop?
I swear to God, it was like everything triggered him.
Everything.
You would be.
My
you
kids
guys,
saw it. Stacy saw it. Like, you know,
you can't even cut the meat.
Oh God, I just wanted to feed my kids. They were starving. He was like already triggering me that day, doing push-ups in front of Ani.
Wait, hold on. I read that. Wait, what happened?
No, we
so,
were
picking, just yeah. to let, yep. let me just explain just so that my listeners are caught up a little bit. I'm talking about the infamous night where we had to cut the steak on a bias and mm-hmm. Jesse was really pissed about it. So then I was like Googling things and I heard read somewhere that like he was doing push-ups or something. And yep. I'm like, oh, this makes sense as mm-hmm. to why this became so explosive, because mm-hmm. there was like more shit underneath. Yeah,
right. Absolutely. You know, when you're filming, it's long days and yes. stuff. And the kids were at school and we were at an Airbnb. So we went grocery shopping. That was fine. You know, we got the steaks and all that for dinner to prepare for the kids. And I went to go pick them up from school. And at Aniko's middle school, she was coming off the bus because they had a soccer game. And right before that, you know, they arrived. She was running around the track, you know, with his funny little run and doing push-ups in front of the school. And like, there was like people staring in their cars, like waiting to pick up their kids, like dads and shit. Like, what the hell is this kid doing? And I'm like so embarrassed. And then like Anika hears about it and sees it and she's upset. Oh, you know, so I had to talk to the kids before we were even like filming to do the dinner scene. So they were, you know, it's like emotional on them too. Like, he doesn't understand he's affecting everybody. Totally. So they didn't film that part, but I think they might've got something on their, I should put it on my iPhone, because I was just like, I need proof to show like
that he's douchey.
Yeah, like who does that?
He's a gym selfie taker.
Yeah, no, it's just like, that's inappropriate. Middle school, what was he trying to do? Like, I thought it was really weird, and I mentioned it later on that night, and he didn't think there was anything wrong with that.
He does anything wrong ever. Legitimately, like the car ride on the way to Connecticut, I think you like said something about the weather or something. I don't remember what it was. Yeah. It was so mundane and so like not dramatic or like not confrontational.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, this is what you always do, Darcy. You're always so negative.
He's the negative one. I can't even say anything without him saying something back.
You can't say anything back. No, you're constantly defending yourself over nothing. You could legitimately just be like, oh my God, I love Netflix. And he'd be like, Darcy, you were so negative. you can't do anything right with this dude.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was exhausting. And, you know, after the New York experience with the breakup, you know,
okay.
I came home and my daughter is definitely like celebrated with me.
Which breakup are we talking about? The real one?
Yeah. It was
the, we're like meaning like the real one as in like the final one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His friend in Amsterdam, genius man. I don't know who the fuck that is or whatever.
I never met him.
But
I don't know.
He
never
was
really
like
a lot of his friends. He had a secret life, I guess. I don't know.
He's like, why are you flying to break up with someone? Yeah. I'm like, oh, that is a thirsty ass motherfucker. Yes, snap. Thank you, Bo. Bo is here because
Thank
he's obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé too.
Do not ruin it.
I'm not an alcoholic, by the way. You know, I'm a little social butterfly.
I feel bad that you have to defend yourself about
it's crazy. Right?
Like drinking wine. Like, I do it every day.
He needs to let loose.
Does he drink at all?
Yeah, he drinks. His mom, everybody in his family, I think they drink, you know, to be social, whatever. But for some reason, I guess he made it an issue.
Well,
so, you know, falling in the bush thing, it really wasn't like, you know, trying to fall in a bush to fall in a bush. I was wanting just to get out of there. I didn't really want to be around him at that moment in time.
We've all fallen into a bush at some point.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen New York Housewives?
Yeah. Right.
They fall into bushes every single episode. Yeah, you know. Their goals. Yeah, as fuck. Happens, so just like, you know, wear that like badge of honor.
Yeah.
You know, no, be proud to
I didn't
want to
be there anymore.
The
I was like running away. I wanted to get the hell out of there. So I went to a hotel.
I bet your freaking producers were so pissed that they missed out on that.
No, they didn't film that part. But exactly. I stayed with them because I didn't feel I didn't want to stay there that day. That night, I just, you know, we were actually filming a scene with his mom. That's where we had some wine and stuff. And he said I was like late to come back to the place, but you know, I just
in his cool ass robe. Why does he always
wear
robes?
No, that's what triggered me. I was like, ew, I just met you.
Why
like,
are you always wearing like why?
My kids
not
are gonna
him.
See this. His legs are spread with a freaking female looking robe, and I was like,
and then
so
he made
weird.
You. He made you wear a robe.
I don't know. I was starting to question a lot of things. I just met him, and I'm like, doesn't really seem like the same person I talked to on the phone. Like, why is he wearing like? I know we're filming. Like, store a little. Stuff on his face, and I get
a little stuff on his face.
Well, yeah. I should have gave him mine. It would have matched his skin better.
Oh my god, legitimately. Bo today, well, we had to like film something and his beard isn't long enough, and so we were like, oh wait, maybe we should just put some like eyeshadow on it,
or yeah,
I probably shouldn't. Now like Bravo's gonna be mad at me or whatever, fuck it. And and then he's like,
oh
no,
my god.
He's like, I can't because I can't look like Jesse from season one.
Oh,
I can't.
Remember that with the jacket? I was shocked to see because that's not how I thought he looked. I feel kind of catfish. I was like, but I did that whole hand at the mouth, like, oh hi, yeah. I was kind of like, what?
His eyebrows next
I
level.
I had to tell him to do that anymore. I kind of like, I feel like I restyled him. I got rid of a lot of his wardrobe. I was like,
you made him.
Like,
yes, you made him.
Bought his
look
Apple
better.
Watch. I got his like, you know. Some cool kicks.
Wait, you know what? I didn't even think about the fact that he, because I know that, like, I remember that scene where he's like, take off your makeup. I like you better natural. And I'm like, dude, you're sitting there with a fucking mask of makeup on. Like, you literally went to the MAC counter an hour ago.
I know.
Oh,
I don't even usually wear a lot of makeup, like, especially just around the kids. I'm just, you know, natural.
Well, I look at you right now. You're wearing the same amount of makeup that I am.
I like to glam it a little bit when I go to New York or LA, you know? I mean,
it's called
fashion,
being a girl.
And, you know, I just,
it's called
exactly.
Liking
I like
shit.
It. I like feeling a little girly, but maybe he wants to be the girl. I don't know.
I could totally see that he would want to be. I mean, he wore headbands. So there's that.
The 80s.
And he got really upset when you stepped on his shoe.
Yeah.
That's a girly move as well.
Well, my toes were cold and, you know, I was, you know, all dialed up, ready to go. I went to go check in on him in the room that he was getting dressed in. And I was like, oh, shit, my toes are cold. I saw his white, like, soft sneaker, like a sock kind of shoe. And I just put my like, toe on it. And he's like, eh, I got all weird and like, what are you doing? And he shoved me out the door, like, through the door in my face. I was just kind of like, what the fuck? Who does that? Like, over a fucking shoe? My toe on it?
He's such a
get over yourself.
Weirdo.
I was like, here, take my $1,000 shoe and step on it because I don't care. I didn't throw it at his head like he's
honestly
never would do that. I threw it for him to step on my shoe.
Darcy, I would have thrown the shoe at his head. In fact, I've probably thrown worse. I think I've thrown an iPhone. An iPhone 10. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good times. Listen,
you know,
I have anger issues. That's fine. And I'm working through them. But there's nothing wrong with a little throwing every
year. You know, well, you shouldn't have shoved me out the door. That's kind of what, like, pissed me off. And I was like, ew, over that? Here you go.
I know.
You know what I mean? Why would I just randomly throw my shoe at his head?
Well, it's the same way
that
he gets mad at everything.
And he embellishes the truth. So, you know what, Jesse? I'm sorry. You just got to figure a different tactic out because it ain't working for you.
He's just trying to be a fitness model. Okay?
I don't know.
Let a man live.
Hey, you know, I don't want a broke man. Go ahead, make your dollars.
Did you really have to pay for everything?
I paid for all my trips. We went to Greece. He paid for his ticket. I paid for my ticket. All my trips to Amsterdam, I paid for. He took me out to dinner a couple times. You know, he wasn't lavish. I think for Christmas he got me some CZ earrings or something. I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
And his rings were
not real. You posted a photo. Wait, yes, you posted a photo of your rings.
Yeah,
and
the
then
rings.
It said hashtag CZ, and I'm like, she's saying that they're cubic zirconia.
No, they weren't anything special. They're like those silver CZ rings. It's not a big deal. Whatever. It's thought that counts. But you know,
no, it isn't a big deal. But when somebody's throwing it in your face, then it becomes a big deal.
Well, he was saying I had to sell him some broke. Oh, I don't know. Maybe
that's what I mean.
Does he want to check my bank account? You know. I mean, I don't have to explain. My life, and you know, I mean, he's just—it was crazy that he just says all these false accusations. I don't think it's right, you know. And I come from a very fortunate family, and I don't need to embellish or like talk about that, you know. I'm grateful, but he just likes to just shame, and that's not right, you know what I'm saying? And I don't need to sell rings, even if they were diamonds. I just don't, you know, it's bad energy.
Well, even if you wanted to sell it, like, dude, if I had diamond ring from somebody and I didn't want it anymore, I would sell it. I'm not just going to throw it away.
Yeah, right. No. Give it away or sell it. I don't know.
Who it's gives just, a shit? Yeah. Get some extra cash so I can buy some more shoes.
Yeah. I hardly wore it, really. He got offended when I didn't wear the one with the little three little stones. He put Darcy and Jesse, but, you know, there was...
You know what? Before you came here, I was like, I feel bad. I was telling Bo this. I was like, I feel bad that all the interviews that you're going to have to do and involve having to talk about, like, your ex and a painful situation.
Right.
I understand to a certain extent because I've lived that life. But but your show is solely – it's about the relationship. So you have to answer for it so much more than
I need to defend myself.
Do.
It is healing at times. But, you know, I feel like he kind of comes at me with, like, scare tactics if you say – this or that, like when I did the Jenny McCarthy thing, I didn't stop hearing about it forever. He's like, you need to have that taken down. Like, why would you say that? Like,
I hope he gets too happy.
I just don't, of course he is, you know, I'm sure he trolls and stuff like that. So
I tried to get blocked by him and he didn't block me.
Well, I'm glad I'm blocked from him. That energy. Who wants that?
He writes the douchiest shit. He's trying to prove a weird point
for what? I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
But nothing's going to happen for him. He's now stuck in Amsterdam. No one's going to want...
I'm sure he has others. I'm probably not the only one. I don't know. I can only assume. Like, he's not...
But no one, after watching him on TV, is going to be like, Prince Charming, you know what? I think I'm going to date him. Literally, no one. Well, like, so I...
That's what it is.
I am concerned for him. I'm concerned for his future because... Mm-hmm. No one is going to date. No one in their right mind is going to want to date him.
I wouldn't again, but honestly, I feel like he wants
me
to look so bad.
Oh, my God. I will murder you. If you go back to Jesse Meester, I swear to God, Darcy, I will...
We've messaged on and off just to say... No, not recently, but like... You know,
have you been sending sex photos?
No, not like that. It's like, what the hell? Why are you saying this? It's like in defense. And then he tries to like... wither me back, and I'm like, nope, not happening, you know.
Have you watched other seasons of 90 Day Fiance?
Yeah.
This is a thing. They'll charm you.
Yeah,
they will charm you until then.
To stay relevant some way or somehow. Of course. So he'll keep using me as long as I keep going back. That's the toxic cycle. I need to stop. But I want to defend myself. But no, I want to move on with the right man. I don't want that kind of relationship. It was awful, guys.
Yeah,
like,
I would never want to
put anybody through that. Like, even watching it back is like, but almost it was a blessing in disguise doing all this show, because how would I have known? I would have probably stayed in the relationship.
That's what I mean.
Traveling
That's
back
what's
and
great
forth,
about reality TV.
And
it's
maybe
like
really
a mirror.
Got engaged because he wanted that, and we talked about it. We even talked about having like maybe another kid. You know,
oh my God.
I already have two, but you know, like,
could
he wanted,
you imagine?
He wants
it would
kids.
Be Damien. It would be the Omen baby.
I would have to
baby.
Do IVF or something probably, but you know, we had talked about that. And
You'd
that's why we went
fine.
To Greece too. We did this like hike up some mountain.
For Ivy.
Yeah, that's why we
wait,
went
was
there.
Was it a fertility hike?
It
that
was
sounds
like
the
a
most
fertility hike.
Boring
yeah.
thing I've ever heard.
But I'm glad it didn't happen.
Well,
so, cool.
I'm sorry.
You know.
Hold on. We can't just like gloss over this. Like, we can't.
Yeah.
You went on a fertility hike.
There's like a church that you can go pray, but you go walk up the steps up the mountain barefoot. The woman, that's like how the folklore goes. It's
oh my God, like, I hate hiking. So this
like
sounds like
monastery,
the most miserable.
A monastery, and you go and you pray and you put this little I don't know.
I mean, that part sounds okay, spiritual and fine, but like the hiking part. When you just say the words fertility hike, it's like my uterus closes up and says nope, never.
It's for, I guess, you know, it's just one of those things where people have gotten pregnant after they've done it, like women. But you know, we filmed some footage of it and stuff. But yeah, we went there for like a few days. But I don't know. I just kept going back. And then when he started coming to New York, actually, I took him to Florida with the kids for the holiday.
Nuh-uh. Which holiday? Christmas?
Yeah, it was, and then it was Aniko's birthday. He actually made her cry on her birthday. Yeah, I couldn't wait to get back with the
kids. What did he do?
Well, we were going to Disney. We were getting tickets and stuff, and I had to take cash out of the ATM, so I went with Aspen to the ATM at the hotel to buy the Disney tickets, so he was there. He's like, oh, well, I'll buy Aniko one for her birthday. I was like, well, that's nice, because I paid for the whole fucking trip.
Right.
Excuse my language, but you know, it was a road trip, but you know, I thought it'd be fine. We went through DC and all that, but I filmed a little bit, you know, prior to going, but, you know, it was Christmas break. So I wanted to be everybody together. I thought it'd be a nice time, but it was still up and down. I didn't think it would end up being kind of
Wait, how
exhausting.
Did he make her cry?
Well, we were buying the tickets. I went to the ATM. He stayed at the register, and I guess he wanted to offer to buy one for Aniko for her birthday for Disney, you know. Like $107 each or whatever. So I thought that was nice.
Yes.
And I was going to buy the other
one. Disneyland
ones.
Is expensive.
Yeah. 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 It was like $1,000 day for me. You know, that alone.
It's expensive.
But I guess he swiped his card or something, his debit. And she was like, oh, well, maybe something happened. I don't know if he, what happened. I wasn't there. But the way she kind of described it was like, I guess it didn't go through or something. Something happened, a glitch or whatever. She's like, well, maybe it's Dutch money on there or something on the card. Like, you know, maybe because it's not in US dollars or something. I don't know, but she didn't mean it like that. And he was like pointed at her and got it like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know what he said exactly. I forgot. But yeah, it shocked her and she ran to me crying. I was like, what are you crying for? Oh my God, what happened, baby? Of course, I'm going to, you know, be Mama Bear and defend, you know. And he was just like putting the blame on her and trying to embarrass all of us in front of the store clerk. Yeah, it was bad. And I knew at that point, I was like, I got to get out of here. Got to get out of here. And then he had a mini meltdown for New Year's Eve. We were driving back because I wanted to take the kids back to school. And it was like getting bad weather and stuff. And
yeah.
I was driving. And I was just really tired, you know. And we had to film some stuff like for a little while. But I wanted to drop the kids off first and, you know, finish all that other stuff up. But we went to a rest stop for it was like New Year's Eve or whatever. He's like, I want to go see fireworks. I'm like, I don't know. We're in a car trying to get back to Connecticut. I need to take my kids home. I'm like, I don't know where the fucking fireworks are. I'm like, most of the time if you go to like New Year's Eve, you got to like plan in advance and it's like hundreds of dollars per ticket. Like, where do you go? Like, we're on the road.
New Year's Eve is the worst holiday ever.
It's not like
we're gonna
just jump into a Hilton and say like, Happy New Year. So just stayed in the car. So he like freaked out. He was like, I just wanted to see fireworks and just celebrate. I'm
are
like,
there,
well,
are
sorry.
There no
well,
fireworks in Amsterdam?
I don't know.
I'm
I mean,
confused.
You go to Times Square. We were on our way through the East Coast, but it was like, you know, you're going to miss it. I'm like, I'm not taking my kids there. It's too crowded. It's crammed. I just want to get them home.
Yeah.
He just, you know, like, what, once again, I have to be his tour guide? I'm like, just spent thousands of dollars taking a fucking Disney. But she made my daughter cry.
When does he not have a mini meltdown?
I
like how you call it a mini meltdown, but like, because they're actual meltdowns.
Yeah, no, they were.
They're just, terrorizing meltdowns.
They were so like frequent. It's just like it became almost normal in a weird way. I just had to kind of like ignore it. Yeah, I would speak up for myself and stuff. But a lot of times when he would act a certain way, like in the car or whatever, I would just be like at the rest stop and he'll get out to go to the bathroom. I'm just like, guys, just like, you know.
That's scary.
Yeah, no, I just wanted
Darcy,
to get back.
Like,
I just wanted to get him back. Yeah.
No.
They didn't feel comfortable with him. Mm-mm. Nope.
That's really scary. When is the last time? When did you guys officially break up? When was that
It was that day.
Well, remember,
it was
like,
in March.
Or what, when we saw, oh, in March.
But
I didn't know when you guys.
I went to LA in the summer with Stacey working on some stuff. And, you know, he'd been wanting to take trips to Connecticut to try to work and mediate things out. I'm like, mediate? We're not married. Fucking mediate's a breakup.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a couple emails he sent because I blocked him and he blocked me, I guess. But he sent emails like, I still have some of your stuff. Like, let me know what you want. Open WeChat again and I'll show you. But that was just a ploy to get me back, to suck me back in.
Yes.
Okay. Like, what do I have to lie about, guys? I just, yeah, but it was hard to really leave it. I mean, there's text messages back and forth. But, you know, I went to Miami. He, you know, we talked in there. And it was hard. I mean, it took a while to kind of just really 100% let go. But there's, you know,
and I know it must
been
it
messaging
must,
back and forth and some phone calls. And sometimes I get a little weak, but I just don't. I just need to move on 100%. I don't feel like emotionally connected to him. I just want to save my peace about it because I don't want to ever get like affected. And I don't want anyone else to get affected by him.
Can you just forward like your like messages that he sends you to me and I'll respond appropriately?
Right. Yeah.
And when I say appropriately, I mean very aggressively.
Yeah. We'll get in trouble. I'm like,
because I legitimately like.
Oh, I say my piece to him. He knows.
If you got back together with him, I would maybe fly to Connecticut.
I told him stop booking these flights to Connecticut. I don't want you to come home. You ain't staying at the condo. Not allowed.
He's a, like,
you know,
not
allowed.
The
don't
best.
Want him in my house.
Like,
it's our dad's condo, okay, Jesse? Yeah. Never hid that fact.
Who cares?
Who cares, exactly.
But meaning why, like, because I sense, like, a little part of you that is still, like, there's, like, this thread that you guys still have that, like, you still haven't cut
it
yet.
It needs to be cut.
You have to make that decision. You have to make the decision. Once you make that decision.
I think it's the attachment of everything because it's, like, he's saying his piece, but he.
And you keep having to talk about it and you keep having to.
Yeah, I think that's why, but I really need to cut it. And I think, you know, I think in the near future, you know, I'm opening my heart up to love again and I feel like. The right man's out there. I deserve the best. And, you know,
yes.
I'm chatting with somebody, but, you know, there might be someone else too. I don't know. You know, I want to love myself more. I love my family. I just want to be in a good place. You know, I just, when the time is right, you know, I don't want to like seek it out, but
you don't have to. I
keep doing Oh God. I told myself I wasn't going to do that.
I do that too. Trust me.
Stacey did it too. We got bashed for that.
We all have our crutches where we say, actually, you know what I mean is what I say. So you say, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all have our thing.
You know.
But I feel like I understand you just because I truly feel like I've been there. Mm-hmm. And it's like once you make the decision to just really be done, it then becomes so easy to just be like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah. Well,
like, you have the footage to show you.
Today's the day. Today, it's like, listen to the cord is cut today. Being in LA and being here and, you know, just having the experience last night with the.
And you're such a hot person.
Finally, I'm able to say my piece. And I think I just never really wanted to talk much on my Instagram pages about it because I get that question a lot and a lot of the questions about the relationship. And I just feel like being able to talk about it just normally.
Yeah.
Is helping me heal, and I'm ready to cut it. I really am.
You know? I'm gonna DM him.
Defend myself
like,
the rest of my life. Well, you know, he's toxic.
I talk about all the time that I'm lazy as shit and I'm not really a good cook. Also, it doesn't really like inspire me. Like the thought of like going on Pinterest and finding a recipe and then going to the grocery and having to get all those ingredients and then spending all that time cooking something and then throwing away most of the leftover ingredients just isn't really appealing to me, which is why I freaking love HelloFresh. Honestly, it's really my boyfriend that really loves HelloFresh because he's the one that cooks for me. I have zero talent in the kitchen. Let me explain, though, what this is. It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients. So basically, you just have this box of ingredients delivered to your door in an insulated box the day you want it to come, and you just get to cook. It's literally like everything takes like less than 30 minutes. And there are so many different options. There's classic, veggie, family. So say you're having like a dinner party for six people and you're like, holy shit, I don't know what to do. You could just go to HelloFresh's website, choose the meal that you want, choose the day for it to be delivered to your door, and then voila. You cook it super fast, super easy. And right now they're giving my listeners a total of $60 off. And that's $20 off your first three boxes when you visit HelloFresh.com/Stassi60 and then enter my code Stassi60 at the end at checkout. That's like a lot of money off. $60 off is a freaking shit ton. So go to HelloFresh.com/Stassi60, enter my code Stassi60 in the end, and you will get $20 off your first three boxes.
Okay, well then I don't want to upset you, so why don't we talk about something else?
Okay.
Your commitment to the airport OOTD. Do you know what OOTD means? It's a little something I call outfit of the day.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You are a champion.
Thank you, Mom.
I'm sorry. But, like, I can't even. Were those Socate Christian Louboutins? Those
got
are the
on.
Ones.
These are them.
Okay.
The patent leather Socates.
I own one pair of the Socates, and I have never worn them in public.
Mm-hmm.
I've only worn them in photo shoots.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on.
Because I can't walk it. Like,
They
I can't
they
walk
hurt.
Around my apartment. I can't even, even in a photo shoot, sitting down.
Yeah, they're sit-down shoes, but, you know, I like to trot around a little bit. I'm petite, so I feel sexy in them. So
this is,
they're my go-to shoe, escalators.
This is commitment like no other.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel miserable. Like, I feel like a miserable person when I wear them because it hurts so bad.
I think I need to go up a size or something. But, you know, when you're traveling a lot, like, your feet swell. But I was on the escalator. That shit broke their escalator at the airport.
I'm not even.
All I did was buff it. Look, I took it to a shoe shop. Look, can't even tell. That shit broke it.
Bo, that's please get security a video team had to come of up. The fucking shoe. This is look, the shoe.
That's the shoe.
Oh, my God.
There you go. The little scuffy duffy right there. That's the little Scuffy Duffy.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah.
That's this that is bad shoe. Boy.
That's the one that Jesse had to wait 3 hours for me. I got the security team to come out, the it fucking mechanic.
It took 3 hours.
Yeah, they're waiting to film the hello, like the welcome to Amsterdam. And I'm
this
like,
this is the
fuck.
First time you're
I
ever
my
seeing
extensions
him.
Were going to get caught in there, too, but thank God they didn't.
Oh, my gosh, Darcy.
I thought I was going to break my neck. I jumped out of the fucking shoe.
You know, and people do, like, die like that. Caught.
No, I know. Scary. But maybe now I, like, saved lives. You know,
don't wear your fucking heels. There's no way in hell I would ever wear my heels in the airport, ever.
But I wanted to look cute. He's fucking tall, I'm sure. It is what it is, you know, hey.
No, but like there are like more, no.
I'm on vacation.
I'm giving you a compliment right now because there are more comfortable versions, like different styles of the Christian Louboutin. You chose, you are freely choosing the most uncomfortable style.
Yeah, but like, they're sexy. Look at that toe cleavage.
Yes, they are sexy, but like. It puts me in a bad mood. It's like when like I haven't eaten in a really long time and I just get bitchy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
When I wear my So Kate Christian Louboutins, I hate everyone.
Yeah.
I want to murder everyone. Yeah. You don't want to be around.
No. I had to throw mine to the floor. I never threw it at his head, but you know, you just got to like, you know, you got to have fun in these shoes. They're like fun shoes.
No, but I appreciate the fact that you doll up for every time you're traveling.
Yeah. You're on vacation. I mean, yeah, I just, you know. I'm in fashion. I love it.
Yes.
No shame in my game. Right? He just wants to down. I think I kind of helped him out. So, but he ain't going to ever admit that. But you know,
100%,
I know the truth.
You 100% helped him out because season one, mm-hmm. Jesse's face was so terrifying.
Did you see that jacket? There was like even a rip under the arm. It was like kind of like,
I don't remember that, but I do know that whoever did his makeup for the finale that I just watched loathes him.
I don't think they did it. I think he did it himself.
So he did his own makeup.
I would assume so. Yeah, he kind of always did it like that. And I was always like, that's the wrong color. He's like, it's bronzer. It's not makeup. I'm like, oh, okay. Well,
does he own foundation?
It wasn't bronzer. It was some weird, like,
foundation.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was, like, all caught in his beard or, like,
yeah, and
like whatever
thought,
that was.
I thought it was, like, did you, like, dye your beard and your eyebrows? And
he was leprechaun chic. It was like he was trying to, like, be, like, redheaded.
It didn't work for him.
No.
No, I was, like, in shock seeing him. That's why I did the, oh,
yeah.
You're so cute. But I was really, like, thinking in my head, like, oh, no.
Totally sucks
for
you.
Yeah, I guess I was catfished. Sorry, Jesse.
And that is the, like, legitimate.
I think I still kind of look the same from some of my other modeling photos in the past. I'm never a model, but it's just, like, I like to do fun photo shoots with Stace or for stuff that we've done in the industry, you know?
Yes, of
course.
Been
in it for a long time. Whether we've, you know, done a lot of stuff doesn't matter. It's fun. I do it for fun.
Listen.
You know?
We all do it for fun.
Yeah.
This is...
He likes to spread his legs with like
his face did look like an Aperol spritz. It was orange as fuck. You're totally right. And I love a good spray tan, but like
me too.
It gathered on his beard in like a way I've never seen.
But you gotta like blot it like further down. Like his neck was so white. It was like I looked at him. I'm surprised he even shook my hand. I was like,
did you guys hook up that night?
No, actually.
Do you need me to snap right now?
Yeah. Snappy.
Okay.
Love you, Beau. Don't tell nobody. Jesse gonna kill me.
This is so much fun. Just tell me when I have to stop because I can keep talking forever and ever, okay?
Oh, my God. I love you guys. You're funny. But, what was I saying?
Did you guys have sex that night?
Oh, No. We didn't. Absolutely not. I hadn't blocked. I was, like, not in nowhere, shape, or form wanting that.
I don't like how
Oompa-loompa.
I don't like how he said that he didn't have sex with you.
It happened twice, and I wasn't rolling around the floor.
Girls don't fucking just make that shit up. No one wants
he
to
came
like
in the room.
No one, but meaning
yeah,
like
no,
it's obvious to everyone that he was lying. Yeah. Girls don't just
maybe
go
he was
out
protecting someone else. Maybe he got a secret girl back home or something. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh my God, I'm so annoyed that I didn't even think of that on my own.
I had to put two and two together too, but you know, you never know with that guy. That's the thing. So, but I almost can kind of like size him up and read like into what he's going to do. So the door was jimmied open wasn't shut all the way. So yeah. It wasn't locked because the crew had just left. So I was sitting in the chair, still in the white Sharon Stone dress.
It was with my really legs nice crossed. Dress
with and the, I was thinking, shit, who can coat. I call to hang out with?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. I'm in New York. I'm like, I ain't going to let him ruin my time. So, no, because I had traveled a long day and, you know, my mom was watching the kids. So I was like, I might as well fucking enjoy it. And actually, you know, he didn't pay for that room. I ended up taking his card off for the incidentals to put mine on.
Well, I'm surprised that you even had to pay for your room. Production's not paying for that room.
No, they do. They do. Yeah, he's trying to claim that he, I don't know. No, he didn't pay for that, at least that night. I don't know. I think he ended up staying in New York for like over a week. But that's why I packed, because he made me believe he was coming for me in the name of love. So I packed like for his, as if we were going to go on vacation. You know, he's like never told me when he was leaving. So I was like open, and I thought things started getting weird. And I was like, okay, I got to put
two
together.
But when he asked to meet you in a park, and you're like, I'm like, she has all of her luggage. No, why the fuck is she going to meet you in a park?
No, that's just the way they wanted it that way. And I was like, okay, why don't you just like, I thought they just wanted for the pictures, you know, the white coat and all that. We were there to do pictures.
Oh, okay,
and
that makes sense.
Then they're like, we'll just have meet you here. I was like, okay. But then that's how I was like, oh.
Okay, that makes sense.
I was like, he came here for other reasons. And I told him, I said, like, don't talk about my family. My sister and I, everything's good. You know, that whole situation he's trying to, like, shame me for.
Yeah.
So that's why I also felt like he came to make me look bad.
Also, he, like, loves to be on camera. Like,
we
can all tell.
He wants to just, like, you know, make my life a living hell, basically. So I got out the fucking car and said, you never fucking loved me.
So
and that's how I felt in the moment.
I want you to listen to yourself and, like, hear what you've just been saying. The thread needs to fucking be cut. It's, like, such a thin thread.
Snip.
It's so easy. Like, there's no way in hell he's just going to all of a sudden, overnight, turn into a completely different person.
Yeah, he manipulates, and it's scary because it's, like, I don't know. But I have to blame myself for falling for it a lot of the times. My sister warned me.
Why are you doing this right now?
I know,
you are, oh my God, you are legitimately like a beaten down.
Because I felt like I was trying to protect my family by going there and like just, okay, saving face for myself too, because like I did love him and I just was like, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but I feel like he's not really, my gut was saying he's not coming here for you, Durst. Wake up and spill the coffee. That's why I got so upset.
Yeah.
You know, I was like angry with myself too.
Yeah.
But then I was like, if you're doing that to somebody, you don't love that person. Like, God damn you, Jesse. How do you fucking treat somebody like that after all the fucking times we had together, all the money I've spent, and then you're trying to claim that you've been spending money on me? No, honey. It's the other way around.
But
he's trying to manipulate the world, I feel.
But no one believes
him. And I'm trying to protect everybody. Yeah, but I was like this little girl that's trying to protect everybody. But he won't let me.
I know.
Like, it's sad.
No,
it's like, that's where, and I am an emotional person.
No, but
you know?
I can tell that you're emotional, but like the way that you're talking right now, you keep saying that I blame myself for falling in love with him. I blame myself for this. And I'm just trying to, you know, protect my family, protect my circle. You shouldn't be blaming yourself for anything.
I know.
Legitimately, you should be just like, well, that fucking sucked.
Yeah, no.
That was a lapse in judgment. Move along. You did the best you could.
Yeah, I did the best that I could. I'm moving on. My kids are happy. We're good. I'm healthy. I'm happy. Everything's great. So whatever lies he's saying in the media, he's just going to keep lying. That's his tactic. So, Jesse, if you hear this, your words don't hurt me anymore. Go ahead. It's done.
You're
going
to have to go through me, Jesse. Fucking Jesse.
I'm protected.
Ugh. So annoying.
It was exhausting.
Okay, I don't want to see you upset.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm strong. I am strong. I just, like, you know, I need to explain myself, and that's why being here today and being in LA for these events, like, really helps me let it out. I feel like I'm releasing so much of that energy.
It's like therapy sessions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just, I wouldn't go to his sessions. I don't know. That's a mindfuck session. I think he studies that or something. I don't know.
That's
never
what
really saw him.
People think hell is. In fact, if I looked in the Bible, it might be like hell is described as Jesse Meester's apartment.
I mean, it was, you know,
terrifying.
No, it was fine. You know, we had our moments and stuff, but it was small. But I felt like, okay, what else am I gonna do? You felt kind of like trapped there, and he had these little cameras. Like security cameras.
Wait,
in his
what?
Little studio.
What?
So when he was at work, because he worked at the
airport.
He had
security cameras in
his. Yeah, so okay. I would sit around like, oh, is
the
he
way
like watching
the
me? One time I put a towel over one, and I got a phone call like, Darcy, take that towel down. I was like, ew.
What? Darcy.
Now I'm scared. Like, what's he going to do after this?
Oh, my God. That's
they probably got
hysterical.
Videos of us in bed and shit. Like, fucking, like.
He legitimately set up. The
no, I knew,
like,
but
way,
I was
right?
like, we even like filmed it with TLC. I was like making jokes. Like, he went to work, and then I was like vacuuming his little floor with his Swiffer or some shit. And there was a camera. I was like, "Hi, Jesse, I'm cleaning for you." Like, you know,
that is it.
That was in the beginning when it was like, you know, before like.
What if you want to do embarrassing things? Like, just be yourself and just like not like I don't know. Like let your like.
I would
belly
turn it a little bit towards the wall.
Like, what do you do? You're just constantly being filmed by your weirdo boyfriend.
It was like these little round cameras, like those little baby cameras or something. I don't know. They were like strategically placed. And I'm like, fuck, he's like going to see if I'm eating. I was like, did lose a lot of weight there. Because I was like, scared to eat. I was like, shit, he watching me.
Oh, my God. Yes. I would
like sneak that shit. I'd turn near the wall and fucking grab some chips.
I never even thought about that. I would legitimately feel the same way.
Yeah.
I would just be like, no, yeah. Oh, and then I'd be, you can't have another glass of wine.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, no.
No, he had to sneak into the bathroom.
Yeah. No, he had drinks in his house, but it.
But you can't drink them.
No, you can't. He actually bought champagne the first night. I was like, okay,
I know, like, I saw that, which is why I was like, why does he have such a big problem with the drinking?
I think maybe something happened in his past. I don't know. I don't question it.
I don't
just
care.
He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
It's
I don't
like
care.
When serial killers,
my family
when people
and I
are
know
like,
the truth, so.
They had a really like a hard upbringing, so that's why they serial kill.
So you know, he was very vague about his upbringing. I was an open book, so he used everything that I said about my life against me in a weird way that just made him feel like it made him stronger or something or. Powerful, like he just wanted to be some, like, you know, like I told you so, or this or that. Like, he wanted to be like, I don't know, like
I'm gonna have
a god or something. I don't know.
Bo's gonna have nightmares about him tonight. Not even me. I think it's gonna be you. It's gonna be Bo. You ruined. How did you not actually just like do a low blow and be like, you can't even pronounce TH properly?
Right.
Stop saying you true things.
True. You true it. I don't want to be a stepfather.
A stepfather.
Yeah, right.
I can possibly be a father.
Oh, and people want his sperm. He's like saying women want like to give him 40 G's for his fucking sperm.
Ew. Mm. Ew. Again, have you ever seen The Omen?
Oh.
If you haven't. And if any of my listeners haven't, look it up. And I'm pretty sure that if we shaved Jesse Meester's head, we would find the mark of the devil, the 666.
Scary.
To like, I don't know, birthmark.
I pray to God. I pray to God.
So if you are someone who wants his sperm, ew, you're going to have a devil child. And that's going to be the downfall of human civilization and just everything as we know it.
Why would he brag about that? He's like, you know, there was some article.
Because he's fucking
about
weird.
That shit. Maybe that's where he got his money. I don't know. Because when I first met him, he didn't really have much. You know what I'm saying?
So I have a new sponsor that I'm really excited about because I've always been somebody that buys just a bottle of perfume and it literally just sits in my room for like 5 years and gets old and it's just like a waste of money. Like, why are perfume containers so expensive and big? This is why I got really excited when I heard about Scentbird, okay? So Scentbird is a website that you go to. It's a subscription-based, like, perfume situation, but with designer perfume in small travel-sized containers that you get once a month. So basically, it's like if you had, like, Netflix, but for perfume. Because you can go on the website, choose from all of the different ones. Like, the ones that I got the Tom Ford Black Orchid. I got one from Guerlain. I got one from Prada. And so they come in these like once a month in these little travel sized containers and you can just throw them in your purse. Always smell freaking good. It's actually like the most brilliant thing ever because so many of us, we don't want to actually like commit to just one scent and one smell, and buying a big bottle of perfume is just not really cost effective because that shit's so freaking expensive that this is absolutely fantastic. So that's why I've totally gotten on board with Scentbird. And right now they're going to give my listeners 50% off your first month today. So that means it's only $7.50 for your first perfume. So if you go to scentbird.com/Stassi, and that's Scentbird.com.
Stassi.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi again at the end. You get 50% off your first month. That's fantastic. You get like a month supply of a designer perfume that's like you can put in your purse. So go check it out. I know you'll love it and you'll save so much money. So go to scentbird.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi at the end. Okay, so you met all the other people on 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah, I saw it on the finale.
Mm-hmm. Met some people, yeah. Met some people. Are any of you guys, and all.
Are any of you guys cool. Friends?
No, I don't really chit-chat with people. I just, you know.
What sign are you? This is a basic bitch question, but I'm still going to ask it.
I'm a twin. You know, Stacey and I are.
You're Geminis?
No, we're Libras. Oh. On the cusp. So we're September 23rd, so it's Libra Virgo.
Oh, fuck. I know nothing about that. You need to start getting Google alerts for yourself and your show. I'm now going to start getting Google alerts on you. Watch. Like, when you leave, I'm like, I should just, like, go and, like, get Google alerts on everyone I'm interested in.
We're blocked, but I hear, like, I always, like, you know, read those in touch things, but it's all fabricated bullshit, too.
Most of it is, but sometimes there's truth.
But it's his weird post that he, like, embellishes, like, you know, like, you know he's vaguely talking about, you know, me or something. It's just like, why does he do that? Like,
of course, like when he like fucking he recorded himself like in the car with like a song that was like,
oh,
something about, oh God.
No, because people send me this shit. They're like, did you see what he did now? That's how I know. I mean, we're blocked, but it's like.
Can't remember what the song was. Oh, what a buzzkill that I can't remember it. Oh, you know what? All you need to know is he's a douche. Yeah, and like, could you ever really see yourself walking? This, you know what? This is what I will say. I never, in my last relationship, and actually the relationships prior to that, but like, because my last relationship was the most serious one, I never like pictured, I thought I wasn't the marrying type. I like just assumed that like, oh, I'm just somebody that just doesn't want to get married because I could never imagine myself like walking down the aisle to this person and like, I'm like having that wedding day. Mm-hmm. So can you like now I know. No, I was just with the wrong
beginning,
person.
In the beginning when we first started talking, like we talked a lot about that. We talked a lot about like,
in the beginning
like
when
what you want to hear.
When it's like lust and like
you're, it was that phase of infatuation or whatever.
That's totally different.
You know, so no, I can't. No, I
that's all you need to know. That's all you need to tell yourself every time you feel weak. It's
that
like,
makes sense.
Dude, I couldn't.
Like that.
Your daughters, could you see them walking with you?
No, they don't want him in my life. And I respect my kids enough to walk away. I cut the cord, guys. I just wanted to feel like I protect my family and my kids from him. So if there was any communication thus after was because of me like wanting to say my piece in moments of just like feeling vulnerable too. But I was just like, needed here to him to understand that, but he would use that opportunity if, you know, I reached out or something or unblocked, like I would get a call or whatever, but, you know, I'm not going to deny that, but it was just like me wanting to say my piece. But then he's like, you know, like we're soulmates, we're twin flames and all that. Like, you know, we were meant to be together. I'm like, no, Jesse, no, honey. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, you know, I've loved you, but it's just like, I just don't see that working out. Like, it's not going to happen, honey.
Honestly, you know, I would just use your kids as your daughters as therapists because they're geniuses.
Kids. They're amazing. Aniko and Aspen.
I literally have already passed the time of where I knew that I was going to go. So thank you. I've just been waiting to be cut off. Mm-hmm. So I will ask this and I feel like you can't answer it anyway. This will be my final question. I personally believe that you're going to be on the next season of 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know.
And I know you're not telling me, but I feel like it's there.
I feel like it's there. Yeah. Well,
and
I don't know.
I'm very intuitive.
Oh, I like that. I kind of am too, but I should have listened to it a long time ago with Jesse. But
no, not when it comes to that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Girls and women were all blinded by fucking.
Yeah, that happens.
No,
yeah.
But like with like just like situations, okay. I just feel like you are going to be on the next season.
Well, we'll see.
I hope you are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll see what the future holds. And if it's in the cards, you know, it's.
Well. Fingers crossed for me. Okay. Fingers crossed for Bo.
Good.
Fingers crossed for everybody else that
hopefully
wants to see
it's
you.
Love this time, if that's the case. So, yes. You know, Prince Charming.
And where can everyone find you? You're at Darcy Silva, right?
Yes, on at Darcy Silva for
on
Instagram
Twitter
and
Instagram and Facebook.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. You legit, you're beautiful.
I love your smile. I'm blushing right now.
You like Sassy. Made my day. I've been looking forward to this for like.
Let's cheers.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to you. Clink, clink, clink. Yes, yes.
This has been so much fun.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.